The Department of Natural Resources has released a roadmap for getting a natural gas pipeline built, and it involves taking on a multi-billion dollar ownership stake in the project. The report suggests the state cover 20 to 30% of the project as an equity investment. Because the project is expected to cost more than $45 billion, that would mean spending at least $9 billion. Joe Balash is the state's Natural Resources Commissioner, and he's supportive of the idea.
Owner state gets thrown around a lot. This would be a real opportunity to demonstrate that concept in spades.
Balash says that taking on some of the risk would improve the likelihood of the project, and it could make it easier to work alongside Exxon, BP, and ConocoPhillips. He adds it could prevent a lot of the disagreements the state had with those companies over oil production.
A lot of the heartburn, a lot of the fights between the state of Alaska and industry were a consequence of that misalignment. And it could have been fixed right up front, and it wasn't. I think there's a lesson to be learned there, and we're no longer resource-rich and cash-poor. We're resource-rich and, frankly, cash-heavy.
The report, which was produced by the consulting company Black & Veatch, also looked at how changes to the state's royalty and tax system could affect the viability of a gas line. The state's gas tax structure is expected to be a topic of concern during the coming legislative session.